Let's just take a moment to recollect ourselves in God's presence. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts, our ears, and our minds to your inspiration. Fill me with your grace, as you always do, to give me the words to speak to these women gathered here and the men that join in this breakfast. As we gather on this Saturday in Advent, we find ourselves between two Marian feasts. The Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, which we celebrate on Thursday, and the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which we celebrated on Monday. And when we think about Our Lady, the most pinnacle of all disciples, the greatest model that we have, we think about one who was little and humble, who really never thought much about herself, considering that she's the Mother of God, and had every reason to boast. We think about one whose last recorded words in Scripture are, "Do whatever he tells you," pointing us always to God. Even in the Magnificat, which we just pray through, "My soul proclaims the greatness of God, my spirit exalts in God, my Savior." She is always pointing us back to the one that matters. And it's not her. It never is. It never was. And it never will be. Because she would be thoroughly embarrassed. And yet we do hold her in high veneration because God has exalted her above all the angels and the saints. Because of what God has done for her and in her life. Conceiving her immaculately in the womb of Anne, allowing Joachim and Anne, as we believe in tradition, tells us to send her off to the temple to be raised therein as one of the virgins. God preserving her virginity throughout her entire life, even in the conception and birth of her son, a great mystery that is beyond our understanding. And yet in all of this, her words, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Not according to mine. Not according to me. Her question in that annunciation is like, okay, but how the heck is this going to happen? I have no relations with Joseph yet. Can't do it. We're not yet in the fullness of marriage as the Jewish people understood it, and that whole ritual that took really days and even months. Her wandering isn't doubt. It's more like, in the sense of disbelief, it's just more like, okay, God, great, let's do this, but how's it going to happen? I have no idea how this is going to happen. But I trust that it doesn't matter because you will bring it about. I trust that you will help me and you will guide me. It's in this humility that she teaches all of us that the greatest thing we can do in this life is cease to be nothing, to be little children. Childlike, trusting in our Heavenly Father, not really worrying about what's going to happen even in the next moment, but to live moment by moment, seeking to be in tune with God, seeking to live in accord with His will, seeking to let go of our expectations, our illusions, everything that we hold on to,
We hold on to so much. As was said multiple times this morning, isn't it great that a bunch of women can gather on a Saturday because this is the busiest time of the year? Because you got to bake cookies or whatever, right? Yet, can we let go of these things? Of baking cookies and sending out Christmas cards and all this other stuff. To live. To live full lives. And maybe these will be things that God will call us to. To bake cookies and send out Christmas cards and buy gifts and all this other stuff. But maybe even our gift buying this year. I'm sure most of you are already done, but I'm going to say this anyways. Maybe in our gift buying this year, we don't just buy because it's Christmas and people are expecting gifts. What if we actually took the time to discern if they should even receive a gift? And then what gift should they receive? Maybe it's that this person doesn't need another thing. But maybe what we would have given them, that money gets sent to somebody else in the world who is in greater need. Maybe we go and we request a mass to be said for that person. Maybe we send that money to a homeless shelter or a food pantry or whatever. And we say that your gift this Christmas is I want you to pray for whoever is going to get this money or whoever is going to gift this in lieu of what I would have normally given you. The beauty of our mother is that, as we know, she lived simply. Not poverty in the sense of what we see oftentimes in the third world, but simply. How many of us live simply? Our Lady teaches us that the less we have in this world, the more we are filled with God. How much of our stuff keeps God out? It's a great time of year to really think about that, right? 25 Days of Christmas on what used to be the Family Channel. I forget what it's called now. You know, Christmas specials all over the television. Tomorrow we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent. Have we entered into this season with Our Lady in eager expectation of what is to come? Have we joined her in her prayer as she prepared to bring forth through her the Savior of the world? Are we looking in eager expectation for the second coming of Christ? Or is that just something off in the distance, something in the future that will never happen in my lifetime? Jesus tells us, you knew not the day nor the hour. Living in the present moment with Our Lady helps us to be ready, helps us to be prepared, because we don't live in fear when we live in the present moment. We don't live in fear when we live in that childlike faith, trusting in our God and Father. We don't live in fear because we don't worry about what is to come, or what will happen, or what will happen next in my life. We live in abandonment and trust to the one who ultimately is always in control. And so we turn now to our mother. And we ask you, O sweet mother of us all, Mama Mary, to help us to live like little children, to be the sons and daughters that we are through baptism, to help us to give ourselves completely over to the Father's will as you did, to live moment by moment
seeking God at all times. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God, Heavenly Father, I ask you to pour forth your blessings upon all objects bought here today, that through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, all who use them, look upon them, and pray with them, might grow an ever deeper relationship with you, that through her they might come to know you more fully. We ask this all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.